As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Back at it here on Fesco and Dusty. We punched each other a few times during the break for those of you that think we were fighting.
I thought it was a good conversation.
It's a great conversation because everybody's having it. I can't believe that has become one of the most talked about things, though, in sports and people getting mad. Tim Tebow's not retired. Tell Florida that then.
We're going to come back stronger than ever. God bless.
Still one of the best like press conferences ever. And came out on the field. We're going to do it again. Come back one more year.
Yeah, because somebody told you you weren't going to be a good pro quarterback.
He may not be a good pro quarterback at all. How many great players played at KU that never did anything in the NBA or and at any school, right? Just because you're good in college doesn't translate into the pros at all. And doing something in the pros should not determine whether or not your college still views you as somebody that did a lot. Like Perry Ellis just entered the transfer portal yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you got to watch out for those tweets.
You had a good one yesterday that you thought was real. I was hoping it was
yesterday,
real, too.
Yeah, the 247 Sports.
Yeah, 274 Sports. It was about Dominic Raiola.
Yeah. Matt Rhule said, Matt Rhule's like, yeah, this is a situation of discipline, and he came back fat, 230 pounds. He's out of breath running drills.
Five-star talent, two-star motor.
Two-star body or something. Two-star motor. I can't rely on a guy who can't breathe after a sprint. I'm like, God, I hope this is true.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. We do it every year. We do it every week. Start pitch cut a little earlier today. We will be joined by Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs in the 9 o'clock hour to talk all things draft as we get into start bench cut here, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. We start this off and we give a little background to this from Bob Fesco. But if you could start bench cut one of these three quarterbacks going into the draft, Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, Cam Ward.
Yeah, play the audio of the, because my computer doesn't go out over the air, apparently, they said.
No, I got
so,
you.
Okay.
Someone's been talking to the 49ers reporters. 49ers offer, from what Anonymous is hearing, to Brock Purdy is still in the high 40s, like 40-some million dollars. Brock's camp needs a 5 on the end of that contract, or the beginning of that contract, and an achievable bonus structure. They're close technically on average annual value, but Brock Purdy's camp is also unhappy with contract language on guarantees. The Tua comp at $53 million AAV is going to be the hang-up here. There's no way Purdy is taking below what Tua currently makes at $53 million. Also, as I told you weeks ago, Purdy loves the idea of living in Tennessee. Everyone thinks Aaron Rodgers is holding the quarterback market up. It's the 49ers deciding if the Titans' second-round pick and some change will persuade them to take the risk of trading their franchise guy, Brock Purdy, over a $6 to $8 million AAV difference. If they decide to trade him, it's draft day pandemonium.
Who doesn't want that to happen? Like, how excited would you be if the commissioner comes on the screen and says, the Tennessee Titans have traded the first pick of the draft to the San Francisco 49ers for Brock Purdy and their first round pick and all that other stuff. The 49ers are now on the clock.
Be blockbuster.
I mean, you would lose your mind.
Electric. No,
right? We'd all lose our
minds.
The
landing,
right?
You'd be like, chicken fingers would be flying.
I mean, if
not mine.
No. I'd be catching all the ones that people are wasting because they're so good.
I'd be like when they shot hot dogs out of the K, I'd be robbing kids.
Yeah, get hit in the eye, knocked out.
Yeah.
No, but I think, like, if that's true, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Awesome.
And if I'm the 49ers, I would love to unload Brock Purdy. That way you're escaping of not having to pay a guy who I don't think deserves to have a five in front of his number his contract. But that's where we are. The 49ers have done a pretty good job developing Mr. Irrelevant into a good quarterback. Shanahan's probably thinking to himself as he takes a drag off his last cigarette and says, I can work with anybody. 49ers now have the number one pick. Cameron Ward, come on down to San Francisco.
I can see Shanahan thinking that too.
Right.
Because he does think that.
Because the arrogance. So I would love that trade. So start, bench, and cut in that order. I'm still starting Kirk Cousins. I'm benching Purdy, and I'm cutting Cam Ward because I don't know what he's going to be in the NFL.
I'll start Brock Purdy. I'll bench. No, I'll start Cam Ward. I'll bench Brock Purdy, and I'll cut Cousins.
I would start Purdy because he's been to a Super Bowl. Now, granted, he had a lot of talent.
A lot of help.
Around that team. I would bench Cam Ward. I'm done with Cousins.
Yep, I'm out.
I think last year was kind of that, like, eesh. What we say about, like, Salvador Perez yesterday, sometimes age catches up to
sometimes
you.
It does, yeah.
Maybe that, you know, Grim Reaper caught up to Kirk Cousins last year. It's like, hey, man, the Achilles was a sign. You came back. You didn't throw a touchdown in 4 weeks. You threw a boatload of interceptions. We're going to start Michael Penix week 9. Sorry.
You like that?
I mean,
not anymore, man.
Not anymore, you don't. So I think I would probably move along from that, but with the – I don't know, the prospect that could be Cam Ward, I think that gives you a little bit more hope than what could be Kirk Cousins. You might have 6 to 9 years with Cam Ward.
Really
you might
good.
Have three. You might only have 6 games with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, he's the only guy out of that list of recency that's actually proven. I know Kirk Cousins had that year in Minnesota, but it's
one of you're Brock Purdy, you got to get him talent.
Yeah.
He needs talent, and he had a lot of
also,
it.
Also, if they get rid of Brock Purdy, how quick does that seat get hot for Shanahan in San Francisco?
I think it starts over.
Okay.
I do. I think it cools back off because now you got a new quarterback. So, if you were rolling with Purdy and signed him to that extension.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Seat gets hot. You've traded this quarterback. Now you've got a rookie. I think it hits. I think
that's interesting.
I personally think you hit the reset button.
Probably the same for John Lynch then too, right? John Lynch reset?
Yeah. I don't think John Lynch is on the hot seat at all, though.
Yeah. So we go with the draft order because I think this draft's a lot like a fantasy draft where you're like, I don't know who could go number one overall. Mm-hmm. Could be like last year was like, is it Justin Jefferson? Is it Tyreek Hill? Is it Christian McCaffrey?
Yep.
I honestly don't want the first pick because I want to see where the first person yields. So I start bench cut with your first three picks of the draft. Would you rather have the first, second, third, Titans, Browns, or Giants?
I think the Giants have the worst pick in the history of the draft. I've got on record of saying that, so I'll cut that pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start the Titans, and then I'll bench the Browns. I'll go exactly in that order. You love to be able to set the tone for this draft, right? You like to be able to have that first pick. But the problem is you have to have balls. You can't listen to what Mel Kiper and all these other analysts say. If Cam Ward isn't the fit for your organization, then don't draft Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that, like, with the first pick, if you take a quarterback, like, all eyes on me, once said by Tupac Shakur. I think that, like, that's a lot of pressure. But if you're the Giants, you're like, oh, they took Cam Ward? Okay, fine. We don't have to worry about that story. Oh, they took Travis Hunter? Even better. Don't have to worry about that hype. Oh, we get Abdul Carter?
Yeah, like, sweet.
Defensive ends can change franchises.
You're right.
Lawrence Taylor did it. Derek Thomas did it. Miles Garrett did it.
Yep.
Well, Michael Parsons is kind of doing it, I think.
Yeah, he's got to overcome the owner. That's hard to do.
But I mean, like, man, if you're the Giants, you're like, all right, sweet. We have Abdul Carter here. We're taking him. We're not even thinking about it.
That's
We're
a fair point. I do like that angle, too. Like, the two guys that have the biggest, you know, kind of bust written all over them, you know, go ahead of you. Then you take the guy who's the best in the draft.
Because call me stupid if you want. I have yet to hear anybody say, I don't know, man, Abdul Carter could be a bust. Like, not one
person. Well, people are trying to float this foot thing now about him.
Only thing.
Is that Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
It's the only negative with him is the foot.
It is. It really is the only negative, yeah.
We saw that guy without a shirt on doing drills.
Jeez.
Like, that's an immediate franchise changer, man.
So you're starting Giants.
Starting Giants, benching Browns. I want nothing to do with the first overall pick in this draft.
I'm going right there with you, man. I agree completely. I get where you're coming from, Bob, but I just
know you guys make sense. I'm like, man, that makes sense too. I don't have an argument there.
Take a break from sports. We go to food because it is in Lambeau.
Mm.
It is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cheese sauce. So nacho cheese or whatever you like, queso from a Mexican restaurant, the white sauce.
Mm.
Cheese curds or cheese ball. And the cheese ball does come with wheat thins or Triscuits.
Or Triscuits. See, it's a hard one because I eat queso probably more than any of those other three things.
I would drink
things.
Queso, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, the cheese curd. Could you imagine dipping cheese curds in queso?
Queso?
I can feel my heart skipping a beat.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
See, that's where you go tonight for your daughter dad date. Is just go to a Mexican restaurant and just load up on white cheese. You know the kids love it.
Yeah, they do. That's a Friday thing.
Go to Culver's first, bring it back.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to Culver's, get the cheese. Yeah. But by the time you get to the cheese sauce, the cheese curds are cold.
Yeah, it's true.
But you got to try the caramel.
Right, there's a lot going on
here. We need a full report.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So, no, I think I would probably start the curd, bench the sauce, and then cut the ball.
Okay.
I'll switch up the curd. I'll start the sauce, bench the curd, cut the ball.
Cheese curds are like those are one of those things that you don't remember how good they are until you have them. You know, you're like, God, why don't I get these more? I don't know. It's fried cheese, and you don't want to be dead.
You've never seen anybody angry eating cheese curds. Like you never seen somebody like, God, today sucked.
Have you ever? Yeah, exactly. Have you ever had anybody go, that just wasn't a good curd? It's fried cheese.
Yeah, come on.
Right Spectre probably 100%. Has 100%. You bang on that window 100%. Get it. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not a cheese curd fan.
Get,
they're just
get him real
what's
fast.
Their purpose? Yeah. What's their purpose?
Is he in there still? Can he see me? I can't tell if he.
Can't you talk to him through the window?
Like, is he still in there?
He's not in there.
He's not in there. Well, that's why. I
and
can't
then
see
the last star pitch cut before we get to Matt McMullen: Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, or Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Oh boy. I'm cutting Hunter.
Me too.
Wow.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who to go with. Ty.
Yeah. I know it's tough. I'll start Carter.
I'm
going to
start
Jeanty.
Carter. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I'll go because of the position.
Unfortunately, we're on the end of the clock, so we got to go and can't get mine in there. No, I would start Abdul Carter. I'd bench Jeanty. I'd cut Travis Hunter, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think that's
which
funny.
I'm just getting the Heisman Trophy winner out of here.